podcast in the world. Blue Metal Socket is the very best podcast in the whole wide world. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to Full Metal Slacker, the official podcast for the bracket-style tournaments about movie and TV-related topics, hosted by the Slack community of the Filmcast podcast. We're back for our final episode in this season, where we talk about the results of our best TV couple, Slacker, and also back from her vacation is my co-host, Paola. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back and I'm jet lag and I have a headache.
That's great.
So no, happy to be here.
Other than that, I hope you had a great time.
Yeah, it was great. We ate a lot of pasta as promised and gelato and walked a lot and learned things about Vatican and Jesus. So yeah.
Yes, it's important this time of the year to learn about Jesus.
It was fun.
All right. So, I guess you did listen to last week's episode because you sent me comments. And, this week we are doing something special in that we don't have anything prepared. And we will just improvise this entire episode. No notes, but we do have access to the official results, so we will not improvise that part, or will we? And yeah, so we don't have a topic of the week. We have no guests, no notes. We don't even have a new Slacker to announce.
No, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, we didn't even plan.
What have we been doing with our time?
I've been on vacation. I mean, aha. I have an excuse. You could have do some work while I was gone.
Yes, I mean, we did notice today that we didn't have a new Slacker plan, so there are the process is underway, but I don't think we are ready to announce anything yet or within the next 15 minutes. So
yeah,
this will either come as a separate episode or we will just announce it in the Slacker channel. And yeah.
And also, as you said, at some point, hopefully we'll start sometime in May. So we can end like maybe mid-July before my due date.
Yes, that would be good. Otherwise, there will be a lot of screaming in the last episode.
Yes, that sounds awful.
Either from you or the baby or both, depending on the time.
Or Jason.
Stop recording!
Yes.
All right. Okay. I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about before we announce the results?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Did you do any Slacker duty? Did you watch anything with couples in Italy or on the way?
Anything with couples? Well, on the plane, I watched Notting Hill on the way there. That's a couple.
That's not a TV couple.
No. The lady next to me was watching The Big Bang Theory. She seems to like it. But yeah, no.
You? Where are you in your Lost rewatch?
Oh yeah, so I haven't watched anything since I left. So I'm in episode 10 of season 2. And Paul has already passed me at this point.
Yeah, but he's only watching every third episode or even fewer.
He told me season 2 he's watching most of it now. Because he doesn't remember it. But yeah, I had my priorities straight. So as soon as I came back, I guess that's a duty. I've been watching Love is Blind season 4. I watched 4 episodes yesterday and I'm almost done with the last one.
Do you believe any of them will make it?
I think there's one couple that will make it. Yeah.
All right.
Everyone else sucks. As usual.
I've never seen the show, but I always listen to Dave's podcast reviews. They're very entertaining.
Well, he has a whole podcast with Joy that it's like an hour and a half episodes. So they really get into it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. Have I been watching anything with couples? I guess I watched Abbott Elementary, but there was not so much romance yet in the episode that I've seen.
Yeah. Wait, oh yeah, you're in season 1?
Two. So the here in Germany, the first half of season two is available on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess there was one. The last episode that was kind of getting into the romance. Yeah.
The romance is starting. The romance is starting.
All right. Yeah. Good show though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we've stalled long enough. So, do you want to do the honors of announcing who won? Or I guess you don't have the challenge open, but you know the winner.
I know the winner. I know the winner because I can announce a surprise. Adrian has prepared a picture.
Ooh.
Or you know how he did the one with the Muppets for me?
Yes.
Where I'm destroying the Muppets.
Yes.
So Paul and I asked him to do another one for the winner. So that's why I know the winner. Mm. And Adrian knows the winner. So you will see that image soon. But the winner is Leslie and Ben for Parks and Rec.
Ooh. Woo!
This makes me very happy, to be honest, because I love them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know the score, though? Because I don't know that.
Yes, I have it in front of me, and it's 18-7. So not a close match.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
But actually, I don't know. I was kind of expecting it to go in that direction.
Yeah. This makes me really, really happy. And that's the name of my prediction bracket, Mrs. Wyatt.
So you must have gotten a really good score in the prediction game.
Yes, exactly. And let's end the podcast right here. Yeah. Are you happy with this result? Yes?
Yes, I am happy with the result. I think out of the two couples, they're probably the better one. Although, I don't know. I also really like Monica and Chandler, but in this case, I would have been happy either way, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like Monica and Chandler too. And I cried with both proposals because I cry in both episodes when Monica proposes to Chandler and when Ben proposes to Leslie. So, good proposals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Leslie and Ben.
Yes. And also, I guess we can now look at the results of our prediction game. Although, as we announced last week, the winner was already fixed. But <Yes. laughs> some movement has happened since the last episode. Okay. So, let's say again, congratulations to Tim with Gerard Butler's fourth bracket. He won. And he won with a great score because he also had the correct winner picked with Leslie and Ben. So he got 308 points.
Wow. I feel like, nobody else is going to be even close, right?
That's not true, actually, because Zach Pappas with Would a Depressed Person Predict This also has, he has 299 points. So only 9 points behind Tim. So they're actually quite close together.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a medium leap to third place, which is actually the only place on the podium that has changed, unfortunately for me. And third place is now Shark! Jennifer, because she also correctly predicted the winner, moved onto the podium.
Nice.
And then somehow Paul Baker made it past me as well and is in fourth place with 262.
Yeah, he was never mentioned the whole bracket.
That's true. I don't think he was ever like really somewhere on the podium.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle there. Well, he's still not in the podium, but
yeah. And then, even though I did not get any points in this round or in the last round, I'm still in fifth place. So there's a huge jump with 210 points.
So nobody got points, probably. Almost 100
points behind. Yep. Everybody sucked. But I sucked less than most.
And I am weird. Just I'm in 100 sixth
points
right?
behind Tim. Yes, 16th. No, you're in 15th place.
It's so almost the same as
156 points.
Mm-hmm. Oof. It's like half of James' score.
Indeed. Yeah. So you're behind the shocking hand-in-hand prediction, but also that one did not do super well. So it's in 12th place with 171.
Did Gretchen beat the shocking hand-in-hand?
Yes, Gretchen made it to 8th place. So she was slightly better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then...
And who is in last place? Bonus.
In last place... Big surprise, it's other Paul with 111 points. And second to last place. So it's the
second
place,
time he's won this honor, right?
Yes. I don't... Only the second time? I feel like he must have been last more often. And second to last is Sören, who said that he wanted to get that place. So, well done. Mission achieved.
Nice.
All right.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's it. That's our best couple Slacket. So maybe just to sum it up, we had Leslie and Ben winning, Monica and Chandler from Friends in second place, and third and fourth are Ross and Rachel from Friends, and also Jimmy and Kim from Better Call Saul. And that was our final four. And then there were other couples which didn't make it quite as far.
Bravo.
Bravo indeed.
And that's it, because we don't have anything else to talk about.
Nope. Yeah, so I think we're still in talks about the next Slacker topic, and there are some nice suggestions, but not everybody in the ECE has had the chance to vote yet. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. And
this was a fun season for me, I think.
Yeah, it was good. And I agree. It was, something else from the topics we've done before. So because we now had not quite so much focused on what is the best show or the best movie or the best something, but to talk more about one special aspect of the shows.
Yeah. Well,
good. So I guess we'll be back in sometime in May, probably, if we can decide on a topic.
Yes. Sometime in May. Give us ideas in the Slack channel.
Yes. We will not guarantee that they will be considered, but maybe we can pass them off as our own ideas and then they will make it into the shortlist.
Yes.
All right. Well, then thank you for joining, even though you're badly jet-lagged, and take care.
Bye.
This week we are doing something special in that we don't have anything prepared and we will just improvise this entire episode.
No notes.